Hey, friends. Welcome back to Throwing Back Seasons with the Fuzzball. This is part two. If you listen to the first one, basically all I do is a verbal recap of seasons of The Simpsons. I did season one last week on Thursday. This is going to be season two. And this is just the elements of my geek podcast that involve The Simpsons pared down just for a shorter recording for all of you because I like you and I care about you. And we thought it'd be interesting and you might like it. So without further ado, let's get into it. Here is the Quidjubil Corner from episode 24 of Laugh It Up Fuzzball about season 2. Our next segment is Quidjubil Corner. The Quidjubil Corner is just me talking Simpsons, and I'm sure a lot of you are used to all these segments, but I just feel the need of saying, and something that I've decided I'm going to be doing in the Quidjubil Corner is going over every season of The Simpsons, dedicating one episode, or at least a full format episode, to a season of The Simpsons. Last week, we did season one, so hey, guess what? If you take off your fingers, we're right there in season two. And season two, oh, you've got Radioactive Man comics, and the Homer, and the first Treehouse of Horror, and Artie Ziff, and Ringo Starr, and Blinky, and Sushi, Fugo, oh, it is really a good season, but let's just really kick it off. Bart gets an F. That's your very first episode, and you get Edna Krabappel showing up, and Bart might fail history, and that's not a good thing. He probably really should have read that Johnny Tremaine book, but of course, this is the episode where Bart doesn't want to fail, doesn't want to get held back a grade, and he prays and prays and prays to God that he can just have one more day to study, and he gets it, and it's a beautiful, wonderful snow day. He does not get to enjoy because he wants to pass. And then there's just a really beautiful moment at the end with him and Edna Krabappel. Rest in peace, Edna Krabappel. But he's failed. But then he just proves that he actually has some knowledge in his head. And she takes pity on him. And he gets a D-. And he's so proud about the D-. You know, it's just a really enjoyable episode. But episode two, Simpson and Delilah. And this is the Demoxenil episode where Homer puts the stuff on his head and gets hair and his entire life changes. There's a really great scene of Homer running through town early in the morning, so excited about his hair and running into another guy who said the same thing, Demoxenil! And it's really enjoyable. But I really love in this episode that Homer has his assistant Carl, and Carl is a really great part of the episode, and I enjoy it. But moving on into the next episode, episode 3. Absolutely nothing wrong with the very first Treehouse of Horror. So Treehouse of Horror, one Roman numeral. But you know, you get the Bad Dream House. Such a great segment with them buying the house on the Indian burial ground and what the house is doing to them. So beautiful. Then Hungry Are the Damned. You get King and Kodo showing up and how to cook 440 humans and everything that happens there. And then The Raven, which is probably one of the best Treehouse of Horror segments ever. Just Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven poem. You got Bart as a raven, and Homer as Poe, and his Lenore as Marge, and it is just fiercely beautiful. Episode 4, Two Cars in Every Garage and Three Eyes on Every Fish. What's wrong with an episode that kicks off right there with Blinky? You know, Mr. Burns is trying to run for politician. But, you know, he's got to deal with the family of slack-jawed troglodytes that might thwart his efforts. And, you know, it's just a very enjoyable thing. But Public Burns' public relations team knows that he has to appeal to the common man. So he ends up eating with Homer and the family. And watch the episode. It is a lot of fun times to be had. But episode 5, Dance and Homer. Oh, I really love this episode with Homer filling in for the Capital City goofball and with his dancing, and it's just a lot of fun. And the Capital City goofball, for any fans of the Phillies, while I'm not a big fan of the baseball team, the Philly fanatic, right there, this is the Simpsons paying tribute to it. Episode 6, Dead Putting Society. You get Rod and Todd Flanders coming into the mix of the Simpsons, and it's all about fatherly competition for miniature golf, and Bart's versus, you know, the Flanders kids, and if whoever wins is going to wear, you know, their wife's dress while mowing the lawn. Just a really great scene at the very end of it all. Episode 7, Bart versus Thanksgiving. It's our very first Simpsons Thanksgiving episode, and of course, Bart's going to ruin everything, and then he's going to have to go off and give blood. and deal with hobos, and that's just real life. That's what happens in real life, right, friends? But you get Kent Brockman showing up, and it is truly a lot of fun to watch. You know, there's a really great sign that I always think of from this episode, but thank you for not discussing the outside world at the Springfield Retirement Castle. And it, you know, Lisa's cornucopia is a beautiful thing, and of course there's a little sisterly moment for her and Maggie, and it is a very enjoyable episode. Number 8, episode 8, Bart the Daredevil. And, you know, you get Captain Lance Murdock, and it's his first appearance, and, you know, it's just a really fun time. Bart is inspired to become a daredevil and decides he's going to jump Springfield Gorge, and of course, this is where you get the classic moment, the father-son moment with Bart and Homer at the top of Springfield Gorge, and then it all just goes terribly, terribly wrong. Episode 9 is Itchy and Scratchy and Marge decides that Itchy and Scratchy are too violent and gets to protesting, and, you know, her protests end up working, and Itchy and Scratchy potentially goes out of business. And if you watch The Simpsons, you know that Itchy and Scratchy are just as much a part of it as anything else. You got Roger Myers Jr. in there, and, you know, you just sort of have to watch the episode to see how much fun it really is. But, you know, there was a moment in Simpsons history right there in season 2 where Itchy and Scratchy almost got shut down by Marge. Thankfully, this is the Simpsons universe where things reset every episode. Episode 10, Bart gets hit by a car. Oh, you gotta enjoy Mr. Burns accidentally hitting hitting Bart. And then you get Lionel Hutz as their attorney, and they're all trying to figure it out. I really love the image of Bart going up to heaven, but it doesn't all work out as it should. You get Dr. Nick showing up, and there's the court scene, and everything is quite, quite beautiful. Now we're going on to episode 11, One Fish, Two Fish, Blow Fish, Blue Fish. Great Seussian title there for the episode. And it all starts with Homer going to get some sushi. You get George Takei's Akira right here in the episode, and he eats what he shouldn't. He eats some blowfish, and as somebody who's done that once in his life, don't eat the blowfish, friends. I'm still alive, but at the Happy Sumo in Springfield, shouldn't do it. But Homer thinks he's going to die, and as a result, lives his life, and there's some really great sweet moments, and then he doesn't die because it's The Simpsons, and you move on. Episode 12, The Way We Was, is the episode that first introduced us to Artie Ziff, and you get to see Homer and Marge as teenagers when they met. This is the first true flashback episode, and it is a lot of fun. Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? And it's just great to see Homer going after Marge, because he wasn't always the coolest dude in the world, although I guess some people would argue that he's not now, but you're wrong. But he ends up with his beautiful Marjorie, and that relationship has just lasted to show lots of love and relationship stuff. Episode 13 is Homer versus Lisa and the Eighth Commandment. Well, it's all about stealing it. What's Homer going to steal but cable? Because back in the day, there were these things called black boxes that you could get all the cable for free, and Homer ends up there. But it is all about Homer and Lisa and if stealing's right or wrong. And it all becomes really enjoyable. Bart in the Top Hat with rated X movies is a lot of fun to me. And then, of course, you know, Homer's got the big fight on the game. You got to see if Dredrick Tatum's gonna whoop some tail. And what's more important, the love of your daughter or the big boxing match? And it turns out well. Episode 14, Principal Charming. This episode, I enjoy it, but this might be one of the lower ones for season 2. And you've just got, you know, Principal Skinner going on a date with one of Marge's sisters. Which one is it? Can you tell them apart? You know, yes, you can tell them apart. Selma and Patty. The way I always remember is Selma has a split, so SS in her hair. So maybe that'll help you in the future. But there's a romance between Skinner and Selma, and obviously they don't end up married. So life goes on. Episode 15, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? This is the one with the Homer. Homer actually meets his half-brother, Herb Powell, voiced amazingly by Danny DeVito, and goes off where his brother is super rich, and as a result of meeting Homer, he ends up not so rich because of the Homer, which is an amazing goofy car that plays La Cucaracha when you press the horn, so a lot of fun, friends. We get to episode 16, and Bart's dog gets an F, so Bart gets an F at the beginning, and then halfway through the season, Santa's Little Helper gets an F, and this episode is all about Santa's little helper not behaving the way he should. And as a result, he almost loses his place in the Simpsons household. You get Emily Winthrop's Canine College, and of course, Santa's little helper is not going to be that obedient of a dog. He's just a dog who conveniently eats the homework of Bart Simpson and then does some other funny stuff. And, you know, season one brought us Santa's little helper. So every once in a while, it's nice to see an episode with Santa's little helper. Episode 17, Old Money, which is a really fun episode because we really get our first episode following Abe Simpson, and he meets the love of his life, Beatrice Simmons, and the reason they meet is because their medications get mixed up. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, spoiler, she passes on, but Grandpa gets the money and decides what he's going to do with it. Of course, I love all the Springfieldian nights coming to say what they want to use the money for, especially Otto has that really great Rat Fink drawing of him in the school bus. And then you get the lion safari scene with the family. And there's even a great image a la Marilyn Monroe and James Dean and that iconic restaurant painting that I can't think of the name of right now. But, you know, it is a fun episode, and it all ends up with Grandpa spending his money to refurbish a retirement castle, which makes sense. Episode 18, Brush with Greatness. Well, Marge is a painter, and if you didn't know that, you should know that, but somehow she's tasked to do a painting of Mr. Burns, and it is just one of those iconic images of Mr. Burns that is always seared into my brain ever since I saw this episode. And, you know, I would watch the episode. It's a lot of good. I really also like her painting of Homer all passed out with a beer in his hand. That is a lot of fun, too. Episode 19, Lisa Substitute. One of my top episodes for season two. It's the Mr. Bergstrom episode. And just voiced so amazingly by Sam Edick. And it is a lot of fun to watch. And you gotta check out the episode. You know, Lisa, it's her first true love. And there's also some other great stuff, you know. Bart is trying to run for president against Martin Prince and his friend Wendell. And Homer's making that sign, sex, now that I got your attention, vote for Bart. And, of course, you got to watch the episode, but the way that election ends up is a lot different than the way our election ended up, so to speak. But then you go past that, episode 20, The War of the Simpsons. This is our first taste that sometimes there are issues in the marriage of Homer and Marge. And, of course, they end up going to a marriage workshop. And then Homer is more interested in fishing than paying attention to the workshop. And you get General Sherman, the freakishly big catfish. And then, of course, all the shenanigans as the kids are left home being watched by Grandpa, which is a lot of fun. Going on to episode 21, bar none, my favorite episode of season two. Three men and a comic book. There's everything that you have to love here. You've got the kids going to a comic book convention, the 14th exposition of the comic book kind. I don't know it exactly off the top of my head, but you have comic book guy showing up, the Androids dungeon showing up, and then all of the radioactive man goodness showing up in this episode. And of course, all the kids want issue number one, and issue number one for Comic Geeks. We know that's the most important thing, but, you know, you've got Bart, Martin, and Milhouse all sharing money to get issue one, and then it does not turn well because they have to figure out who gets to keep it, who gets to read it, what all the dynamics are there. And then there's some throwbacks. You've got the film with Radioactive Man and Fallout Boy, which is making fun of the old Batman, sponsored by Laramie Cigarettes. And it is just an amazing episode. If I was going to tell you one episode from the entire season two to watch, certainly watch season two, episode 21. And then we go right off into the very last episode of season two, episode 22, Blood Feud. And it all revolves around Burns really needing some blood. And, you know, he needs it for his evil ways. But Homer ends up having the right blood type, volunteers to give blood, but then is really upset because he does not get the thank you that he wants. And, you know, Homer just has to figure it out. And then at the end, they get the Olmec head, which is a big ugly head, and it shows up in so many more episodes of The Simpsons. And it is a lot of fun. There's a little bitty moment in this episode that I love of Otto Hum and Iron Man by Black Sabbath as he washes up. Oh, it's just a good episode. And that really wraps up our review of season two. My goal is just to quickly talk about each episode. They're not going to be dynamic and comprehensive because this will be a much longer podcast. But hopefully you're enjoying the way this is all being covered. That was season two. So, you know, the beginning seasons of The Simpsons, it's really hard to find an episode that is truly bad. There really aren't any. I love The Simpsons, and there's a reason people say that the first 10 seasons are the classic Simpsons, and we're just going to keep going. Of course, I talk a little about The Simpsons Tapped Out. Just recently, we had an update that took away all the snow, but there's an area at the top called Springfield Heights, and you got a little more love, a little bit more land up there, and then one of the things with that is you earn currency, and the tasks are pretty crazy depending on what you want to earn and what building you're using, but they're all anything from 20 minutes or less, and it can feel like a grind. So they finally put in some 8-hour tasks, which is really cool. It's a really nice way to earn more currency for the game, and it's cool to get more land. There's a lot of land up there that, frankly, I haven't even used for my Simpsons game. So a lot of opportunities for designing up there. They also had a guild deal where you could get a JG and Gucius, and then JG's gigantic mansion and pool from the latest The Great Gatsby episode. Cost 225 donuts. A little expensive, but you got a lot of stuff with it. Really big stuff, an NPC non-playable character and a playable character with a pretty funny quest line between Burns and him. And then the buildings actually look pretty cool, so 225 donuts isn't the worst price ever. A little disappointed, a lot of people were expecting the next big thing. Sure, embedded somewhere in the files is what that next big thing is going to do. Actually, if you're a reader of TSCOaddicts.com, where I write all about this game, I'm actually going to have a post where I do some prognostication with Wookstradamus about what's going to happen in the game based on some clues they gave when the update hit the files for Android and iOS and Amazon, respectively. And there you go, friends. That is my fuzzy recap of Season 2. Be it as it may, those are my thoughts, and hopefully you enjoyed it. But, you know, we're trying to make this have some extra, so I did actually do a verbal recap of The Great Gatsby. Here we go. The Simpsons also had a new episode, actually two episodes, season 28, episode 12 and 13, The Great Gatsby. Wow, big, one long, what they said, musical episode. But this is an episode I watched twice just because I wasn't sure how I felt about it after the first viewing. I would put this episode up there as another pretty good episode. I appreciated the writers of The Simpsons doing an hour-long episode, and it did all feel like a mini Simpsons movie. I never watched the show Empire, so I think a lot of that was lost on me, but I enjoyed all the connection to Baz Luhrmann's Gatsby movie and F. Scott Fitzgerald. There were lots of laughs, and I know this because my second viewing was with my beautiful fiance, who chuckled next to me. Basically, Burns takes on the role of an old man who used to be like Gatsby, and now he wants to regain his life as Monogram Monty. Runs into JG, who is a hip-hop mogul, and in the result, lives the life of a mogul, but then finds himself brought low and penniless and has to find a way to rise back to status. What I will say is the promise of a musical episode felt a little empty. There is music, but not in the way most Simpsons fans would think. There were actual two songs, which made me smile, but the rest was all background stuff. The cameos by RZA, Common, Snoop Dogg, Charles Barkley, and Keenan-Michael Key's Jazzy J were all very, very fun. But Taraji P. Henson's Praline mocking her Empire character of Cookie, not so much. Overall, I'll give this episode a B- while celebrating Milhouse's thug roots and fist bumping with Common. Lisa's little subplot with rich boys from the Middle Hamptons was nice, and I'm always a fan of when she gets to act like a little girl, and there's one of these moments here. I also like the Middle Hamptons as a new area of Springfield. I don't know why. I just do. I really, though, could have seen this episode done in the 22-minute format without the Hampton subplot and Marge's store, but overall, I really like this episode. I'd love to see what they could do in a longer format with other episodes, especially because really the animation in this one looked very, very good. They really went for it here. Just a case of them getting a triple rather than a homer run, I guess. But on my blah, meh, ooh, ah, wowza, woohoo skill I like to use over at TSTOaddicts.com when I do episode recaps, I give this an ah bordering towards a wowza. I'm actually looking forward to the episode recap for this one since it's not being written by me. One of the other writers over at TSTOaddicts.com, Patrick, really liked the episode, and decided he wanted to do the recap. And thank you, friend. It gives me a little bit of a break from that, especially because it was a one-hour episode. Good luck, buddy. But I know a lot of critics were down on this episode, so I'd like to see a semi-positive reflection from him. Check out the Simpsons blog for that in the future. Unfortunately, The Simpsons won't be back with a new episode until February 12th, so that's a bit of a bummer, but I still mark season 28 so far as one of the best of the newer ones. We'll see if they can keep it up. And that's it, friends. A recap of season 2, my fuzzy thoughts about the newest episode of The Simpsons. Hopefully you enjoyed it. A little bit longer than the last one. We went over 20 minutes, but that's only because the seasons get longer after season 1. They go to 22 episodes or less sometimes, but that's all my thoughts. If you enjoyed it, please keep coming back. We're going to try to have this every Thursday. With that as a caveat, this next Thursday won't have one since my Laughing Up Fuzzball episode is all about Star Wars. A little plug for that comes up on Friday, actually, so tomorrow. But, you know, check out the podcast if you like. LaughingUpFuzzball.net is the website. There's plenty of other ways, and I'm sure I type it all down, you know, below these this recording. You know, whatever. But thanks for stopping by. You stay classy. TTFN. Wookiee out. Much love. Bye-bye.